This all really happened for a couple of major reasons we need to talk about. One, the Dutchmen are back here because when Joe came on board, we started talking about having him come back here. He quickly recognized the importance of getting here on a regular basis. And then the real issue is how do we fund this. It's a very expensive process. The museum is an not-for-profit institution, did not have the resources to take that risk on by itself. So the mayor was very interested in securing this program on a regular basis. He's the one that stepped up and said, I want to make it happen. And once the city became an investor, then we were able to leverage the rest of the city and public agencies through the foundations, Convention and Business Bureau, the Ontario Cleveland Alliance, Greater Cleveland Partnership, et cetera. So that really made it happen. And once we had that public involvement, it was apparent that we shouldn't be investing this kind of funds for one night. We really need to create a celebration so that people would be excited about this and feel that it's accessible, whether they got to come to the inductions or not. Yes, everybody would like to come, but no matter how big it is, venue we put it into, there's always going to be a limited number of seats. So one of the great things is that Joel and I were able to make it happen for the first time that the public could buy tickets to this event. So when you actually have the event in public hall, we're going to have tickets available in the balcony for the first time for citizens off the street, not just people sitting at the tables down below. And then if you back out of that into what could this week be like, we just started thinking that perhaps Moondog Carnation Ball, which has been an event here, a very important event, memorializing the Alan Freed's first show, maybe we could move that forward. And the folks at Quick Loans and on the radio stations thought that was a good idea. So the week actually kicks off on the Saturday prior to the inductions with the Moondog celebration. And we were able to invest in that, and we were bringing in Little Richard, Jerry Butler, a couple of our inductees to go along with some other great acts. So we really started off the week with a bang. At the same time, Live Nation House of Blues is bringing in B.B. King on that Friday night prior to that. So the clubs are getting involved to sort of give it this organic feel that everywhere you go, you're going to be touching the inductions. On Sunday of that week, we were doing our first big gospel award show, which we hope to make an annual event. We're bringing in Reverend Shirley Caesar, one of the most important of all the gospel stars in America. We're going to celebrate her legacy and her music using the great choirs and quartets and church music of the city of Cleveland. On Monday and Tuesday, we're dedicating that to our educational programs. On Monday, we're doing our special programs for the students of Cleveland. On Tuesday, we're focusing on the teachers that deliver those programs to the students. On Wednesday of that week, we're opening up the Bruce Springsteen exhibit, the first full examination of Bruce's life and his legacy and his music. It's going to be an extraordinary two-floor exhibition at the museum with just everything from Bruce's life that you could ever imagine. Thursday, we start really getting into the musical aspect of this. Thursday night, there's a free show at the Wallstein Center. We'll be distributing tickets shortly, and that show will have three major acts right now. It would appear to be, it will be headlined by the OJs, and we'll be announcing the other two acts shortly. On Friday night, we're having our big thank you party for the VIPs and for the donors who really helped make this happen. That's at the museum. That'll be down there on Friday night with, again, inductees and other artists performing. We'll be announced shortly. Saturday, the good news is not only is that the induction day, but the museum is open for free to the public. And we'll have entertainment at the museum that afternoon at the museum. The inductions kick off early on Saturday evening at Public Hall. And we'll finish up there probably around midnight with an after party over at House of Blues. So we feel like we've sort of captured all the aspects of the city and the music that should be celebrated here that week. And remember, this is our first time around doing this, so I'm sure we'll learn something from it. And we may modify and tweak a little bit between now and then, but it seems to be a very, very exciting series of events for a week-long celebration. And it'll, in some ways, be our own little musical festival unto itself.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.